Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, welcome to the Friday Roundup. This is our weekly movie and video game news show that goes up on YouTube every Friday.
If you want to see the video portion of this, go check it out on our YouTube channel. But if you want the audio, well, you're already here. Why, hello there, Kelsey.
Hello there, Robert.
How are you today?
Fantastic and fine.
I was about to say, I'm wondering if it's because it's Friday. Friday Roundup Day is what it is.
Do you know what that means?
What?
Friday Roundup? Well, it means yammed up on Fridays.
Yeah, damn right. Closing out the week with some good stuff for you guys. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Well, today is February 16th, 2024.
That's my husband's birthday.
Woo!
Happy birthday, husband.
Dang, we're doing shows on his birthday. How awful of us. We're so bad. With that, then, would you like to get into the show? Want to hear about some movies?
Let's hop in.
Let's get right on into it. So, first of all, we got some movies releasing next Tuesday. That would be February 20th. Why don't we check them out? So, first up, we've got a Beverly Hills Cop 3 movie collection. So, it's all three Beverly Hills Cops. Celebrating 4 years. Yeah, dude. You've never seen all three of them?
I don't know if I've seen one.
You've probably at least seen 3 where he's in Universal Studios, right?
No, definitely not.
No? Oh, man. That was kind of bad, but...
Ultra of cop movies in the late 90s. I assume this is late 90s?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there's like a...
Well, maybe like early 90s.
A lot of 90s cop movies. And I've seen...
So...
Enough.
I was insanely sick with the flu. Like, it's the last time I was so sick that just existing hurt. Like, my body hurt so bad. And I would always watch movies. Well, I'd usually play games, but if I was too sick, I'd watch movies. And I just vividly remember watching all three of these and crying because I was so sick and in pain. But I was like, these movies are so funny and good.
They're keeping me alive.
And then I watched all of the Lethal Weapon movies, because that's another cop movies in the same vein of time that I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop, Lethal Weapon. Solid. Good movies. So if you want to celebrate 40 years of it, come get you this 4K collection of all three. But then to make it weird, which by the way, I didn't pull out my little thing here so I can skip the stuff. Here we go. All right, you ready?
Yes.
You can also get Beverly Hills Cop 3 alone
by itself?
Steelbook.
Why?
Because they released the first one in Steelbook.
What about the second one?
But they didn't release the second one. What the?
Okay.
So for some reason, we're just celebrating 40 years of it and going like, yeah, throw the third one. Everyone likes the Universal Studios one.
That's weird.
It is weird. It's like our whole Superman thing we had happen last year,
God,
right?
I hated that.
Yeah, well, they're doing it again. It doesn't make sense. So to me, get this one. It's just all three movies and you're done. That's it.
They're there together in a box.
Yeah, because I was like, why is this one so wide? Because I thought it was Beverly Hills Cop 3 and then the Steelbook, right?
Yeah.
But this is all three movies. So I was like, oh, this isn't the same release. Where was Part 2 Steelbook? Never found it.
That's strange.
It's weird. You know physical media is weird. They don't know what they're doing. It's like they forgot it. I forgot that one.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, get this one. Get the Steelbook if you just really, really need it. You know, these are all out the same day. Check them out. Now we're into boutiques already.
All right.
Ready for the boutiques. Here we
Let's
go.
Get into
we
them.
Have Kino Lorber, one of our favorites. I don't know this one, and I don't want to know this one.
Okay.
They've got this movie called Leviathan.
It looks spooky. Is it aliens? Is it underwater?
Oh, it's underwater, man. And it just says, how long can you hold your breath?
I hate that.
Not long enough. There is a whole ass on this cover, though, that I did notice. This reminds me of a book that I used to be very scared to check out from the library in school.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Reef, and it just had a cover of this reef monster just coming out of the depths.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fucking horrible book. I read the first chapter, and it ends with that thing biting a dude in half, and it
absolutely
says he saw
not.
A red snake in the water, and that's his intestines.
Wow. I hate that.
In a middle school library, yo.
There's so many kids' books that are just downright messed
They're
up.
Bad. I
why,
know.
Why are they making us read that stuff?
Dude, the Raptor first chapter. Not good. I don't like this one. I'm skipping this one now.
Okay.
But check it out if you're so into it. I might check it out.
I won't.
Now we've got Shout Factory.
You know that make me wanna here. Shout.
You ready?
Ready.
How about Dark Man?
Okay. He's like the off-brand guy who they didn't let into the Watchmen.
You don't remember Dark Man?
I don't remember Dark Man.
This movie's super good, dude. I remember seeing this on cable one time.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Liam Neeson.
Huh.
I think it's Liam Neeson. I'm about to look real dumb because it's probably not Liam Neeson.
The silhouette is not Liam Neeson-ish. Jesus, Liam Neeson.
It is Liam Neeson. I knew it, man.
Okay.
Good old Liam Neeson movie. He gets like something bad happens to him and he has to keep his face wrapped up the whole movie because he's like Phantom of the Opera disfigured in there.
Okay.
But he becomes a superhero, so they destroyed everything he had, everything he was. Now crime has a new enemy and justice has a new face.
All right.
What a weird tagline.
I love that. It's a long tagline.
I know. It's something interesting from like the 80s, you know?
Yep.
But if you like it, you like what Shout Factory's doing with that, get the Steelbook. It's just the same thing, but black. And then the words, "Who was Dark Man?" shows that same cover. Isn't that kind of weird?
Is that a slipcover?
No, that's the Steelbook.
Huh. It should be a slipcover.
You know how I know?
How do you
We're
know?
We're going to see it here in just a moment.
Okay.
Because they're also doing collector's versions. You can get the standard one with all these lovely cards inside, right?
Quite nice.
Nice images. And then this little like holographic playing card thing. I love the weird things. You
yeah.
know? Weird items they do.
Like, why would you want that? But here it is.
Yeah. And then the poster. They always do the posters. And I love
poster.
The posters. So you can get that. Or you go this one.
Okay.
The Steelbook one. The only difference is the edition you get. And see, look. It's just a black Steelbook. That says "Who is Dark Man?" with that same poster in the back.
I don't know which one I like better because this one is pretty good, but it's just so.
No, I like this one, man.
Yeah, like this one's more
you
classic.
Get it?
You know?
Yeah. And you get the tagline. You don't get the tagline on this one.
Yeah, true.
This one feels you're right. This one feels vintage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels better. I like this one. Steelbook. Not good.
I mean,
not
it's good.
It. It's fine.
It's unfair to call it a fine. Bad steelbook.
But it is just fine, you know?
It's fine.
See, they should have done this one with the "Who is Dark Man," where like he's
yeah.
in the A with the
that's
question mark.
Cool. I like that.
Now that's neat, you know? That's neat.
Ugh. Is this considered a Scream Factory?
Yes, because it's kind of horror movie-ish.
Okay.
I mean, it's still like... He's crime fighting, but it's really dark.
Okay.
He's Dark Man. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time, man. But check this one out. It's good. Then they're also doing a Walmart exclusive steelbook.
All right. Walmart's been bringing the fire lately, so let's see what they've got.
I don't know about this one. It's just Platoon.
Platoon's fine.
It's green.
It's green. I watched the first like maybe half hour of this movie, like up until like the big shocking thing happens, which I don't even remember what it is at this point.
That's a different movie.
Is it?
You're thinking Full Metal Jacket.
That's it. I've not seen Platoon.
Yeah, that's the Stanley Kubrick movie.
Of course.
This is the Willem Dafoe movie where he's getting shot and he's going, and he's like reaching for the sky or whatever.
Okay.
If I showed you that poster, you'd go, oh yeah, I've seen that scene. It's just Willem Dafoe getting shot in the back on his knees, and he's just like reaching for the heavens. Why? It's cool. A pretty legit movie. I did finally watch this one. It is good.
Okay.
I don't remember anything about it but that scene, though. But it was good. It was good. Now, this one, this is the exciting one. You ready?
Yes.
This is from Well To Go USA.
Well To Go USA. This is a brand new label.
Yeah. Well To Go USA. And I know why we've never heard of it.
Okay.
This is a foreign film.
Ah.
But this is a Yimtope approved, Yimtope classic.
Ooh.
Foreign film. This is a Yimtope 10 out of 10 foreign horror film.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, I thought you would have guessed by now. There's only one horror movie that's foreign that we have given a straight up 10.
You gotta show me.
And it's a drawn cover, which I love.
We
and
love a drawn
steelbook.
Cover.
It's Train to Busan.
Oh. This is an 800 out of 10, actually. If
this is the best movie.
If you want to ruin your whole day, go watch this movie.
Dude, it's that scene, but look, it's like painted.
It's so good.
It's painted and it looks fucking worse this way.
Yeah, it does. His skin, oh my god.
Dude.
Oh my god.
Look, it's so painted.
If
I love it.
If you haven't watched,
dude,
Train to Busan, go watch it immediately and then go watch the Yimtope Zeitgeist episode where we talked about Train to Busan because I think both of us were in tears in that one.
Literally the best movie. This is a phenomenal movie. If you've
so
never
good.
Seen it, gotta check it out. It's
please.
Super good.
You're doing
I want
a
this
disservice if you haven't seen it.
Now, this is a Blu-ray only. It's not 4K, and I don't really
that's
care.
Fine.
I still won't. I want this masterpiece of a cover and movie. See, look,
gotta
I'm just right about it now, you know. just super good. Very, very good. Thought you would like that one.
I love
now,
it.
This one's not a boutique. I only put it at the end because it's an anime. We've got an anime steelbook coming out.
All right.
Now, this is a Yimtope. 5 out of 10.
Oh, no.
We both were like, I don't know.
I think I know which one it is then.
Oh, yeah, you know. It's Paprika.
It's Paprika.
10 out of 10 for visuals.
Style.
Beautiful movie. Beautiful steelbook. I love this steelbook.
This plot?
I never want to see this movie again. I never want to see this movie again.
Oh, no.
I watch Perfect Blue all day long.
Every day.
That's my movie.
Paprika?
But this is... Okay.
Go kick rocks.
Kind of like the seasoning itself. It doesn't add anything. It's just there. It's pretty. Does it have a flavor for you?
It's like buttery.
Is it?
Yeah.
I always thought paprika was just the thing you go, it looks pretty now.
No, it has a little something something. Mm. I put paprika in everything.
Except your paprika.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this one's fine. Go check it out next Tuesday, February 20th, whatever.
We did a Zeitgeist review on this too if you want to hear why we hated
it. Yeah. And in the same one, we talk Perfect Blue, which
we
love. So,
10 out of 10 on that one.
Yeah, go check that one out. Now, if you want to see a movie in theaters today, I've only got one for you, and it actually already came out. Because for some reason, Valentine's got the Wednesday treatment for movies, so nothing came out today. We released everything Wednesday for Valentine's Day, because that's holiday enough for Wednesdays?
Yeah.
I'm a little mind blown. But there was only one.
Is it a rom-com?
No.
A rom-drom?
No. It's Spider-Man.
Okay. Wait. Oh.
The Madame Web movie, because Lisa Frankenstein already came out previously, which we discussed last week in Friday Roundup.
I still haven't seen that.
I know, I haven't either.
I've got to make time.
That should have been our Valentine's movie, but they did it early. They did it on the 9th.
They
you know,
did.
We missed that window.
See it, Valentine's.
But this literally came out on Valentine's Day.
That's weird. Why? Is this romantic in any way?
No, it's just a female-led movie. Like, it's all about these four ladies, right?
Okay.
I don't want to make Kelsey away, but it is true, I think. This is like Morbius levels of bad.
Oh my gosh.
Sony is taking these Spider-Man things and just making nothing happen with them.
We can't write good movies for women, you know?
Like,
they don't deserve good movies.
I've heard the plot of this, and it's to set up something you would enjoy in round six of a franchise.
Yikes. Okay. Wow.
Like, let's set up. And that's why everyone's mad, because they're like, Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney, there are big name people, stars, yeah, star powers in this movie, and they use none of it.
Man.
They don't use any of it. And they are going like, hey, let's name drop something that we'll make a movie about later. Let's name drop something that we'll make a movie about later. This is
that's
the setup
ridiculous
for something later. This is a trailer for movies to come.
Why don't they just like make the big movies and then insert these later as like a here's a prequel type thing, or like an aside movie from a different sect of the universe?
I do know, because you know there was that whole thing where like Sony owns movie Spider-Man, but Marvel owns like Spider-Man for comics and merchandise, and so they like, you can't have him for the Marvel movies, right?
I forgot they did that.
And then they struck a deal. Well, Sony never has to give the rights away to Spider-Man things that it owns as long as they release a movie every so often. So they're just taking things that are in their bag that they own, and they have to use it so that they retain the rights.
That sucks.
So therefore, we're just getting things that have a Spider-Man name. They don't know fucking shit about it. They don't know anything about the characters or all the stuff.
Why are they
so
doing
so you watch
this?
It and go, I don't know. The only reason I want to see this is for Sydney Sweeney here.
Yeah.
I've been seeing interviews with her, and she said every picture I saw of Spider-Girl, she was in a specific pose, hanging upside down. So when you first saw me in that suit, I wanted to come in with that pose.
Ah, nice.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
But she's in the movie in that, I think, for like 3 minutes. So it's like, what's the point of it?
Oh my God. You know, and they put her on the cover.
Yeah, well, like Sydney Sweeney's in it, but her as Spider-Girl.
Oh.
Is not really in it. And then these are other spider women. Like, there's three spider women in this movie. How awesome does that sound?
Very awesome.
They're not in it, though. That's the problem.
What's happening?
We're making movies for you to just give us money, and I'm not gonna fucking see this movie.
I'm not about that.
I didn't see Morbius. I'm not seeing this. I'm not seeing Kraven. I want Sony to lose all these rights. And let somebody else make these good.
That's fair.
I'm done with the bad movies, man. Make a good movie. And Sydney tried. She wanted to give us this. She let them put a huntsman spider on her arm for
Ooh.
Real for this movie.
Oh.
Those are huge Australian spiders, right?
Yeah.
But it was a trained movie spider.
I don't care.
And it really bit the shit out of her.
Oh.
It bit her so many times.
Oh my God. Are those
she
like,
was like they are
really
not poisonous.
Bad, but they hurt really bad. Like huntsman yeah. spiders bite the heck
yes.
out of you.
And she's screaming about it, man. She went in, like she put all this effort into it to try to make it good for us. And we get nothing from it.
That sucks.
That makes me feel bad for these actors and actresses. Like they even try to give us something.
Yeah.
And then the people cut it together and go, well, we don't care about this, you know?
Man.
Like, these people want to make a good movie. And they're not allowed to make a good movie, you know?
How dare they try?
But sure. Go see it in premium, large IMAX formats.
Oh, IMAX.
I don't know. I do want to see what these girls do with these Spider-Woman characters, because I've never been on screen before, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see that. But I don't know if I can give them money, because then they'll go, yeah, let's make nothing burger movies forever, you know?
Yeah.
It's a hard balance.
The conundrum, I hate that.
Yeah. But if you want to celebrate a late Valentine's Day, you just want to go see a Spider-Man movie for some reason that has no Spider-Man in it, go check out this movie.
Okay.
And that's it for movies. That's all I got.
All right.
That's it Finito.
We got a packed time for video games. You ready to jump into it?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Let me tell you about Tomb Raider. Okay. I know this one is not like new, but hey, this is new Tomb Raider because it's remastered. So Tomb Raider, starring Lara Croft, it is being remastered now for the PS4 and 5. It's going to be on PC. It's going to be on Switch, Xbox One, and Series X. And it actually came out on Valentine's Day, so go check it out.
Guess what? This was my Valentine's Day.
Oh, is that what you guys did?
We played the shit out of Tomb Raider.
Nice. I love that.
And it's still hard.
I can't with Tomb Raider. It's very difficult. But look, do we have some look at the graphics here?
Oh, yeah. So part of the remaster treatment.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
I likes it.
It was cool just to... Because, you know, they got our toggle we like going from old to new. And it's instant. You know?
You gotta, it's so good to be able to see, like, what they do with it, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
They gave her even bigger boobs. What the heck?
Well, they're not just straight out anymore.
Yeah, they're not just polygons. So, like, let's get some definition to these bahonkers.
But, yeah.
All right. It looks good. I'm excited for it. Like, I know that one of our... dear friends and fans, Aaron has been playing the heck out of these things, so I'm sure that he is also very excited and stoked to see these here.
Heck yeah.
So that's it for Tomb Raider. What do you know about Skull and Bones?
That I signed up for a beta for it years ago.
Yeah, that's about right. So Skull and Bones is a long-awaited game. Like you said, it's been in the works for 7 years. It was announced at an E3 in 2017 or something like that, which is nuts to me. So it's out today, officially. It's on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. I'm fascinated by the concept of this game. I wish it was more than it seems to be offering, because from my understanding, you have the option of playing like a single player story mode and just like on the rails going through this game, or you have the option of online PvP mode.
Okay.
And then you have like up to, I think, 5 people on your ship, and you can fight another ship, which is very cool in my opinion. Like dogfighting ships, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It seems like 2 very different modes to store in one game, and I kind of wonder how they're going to make it work in the long run, but I guess we will see. So for the story mode part of it, you start your journey out as a low-ranking grunt. You're stranded at sea following a shipwreck. Easy for you to say. So you start getting your pirate name out there, your word of your notorious deeds spreads around, and you start to get in with a good crew. You conquer the oceans, you fight back against rival pirates. It's a lot of good stuff. But the PvP mode, so I really want to know more about this. You engage in thrilling naval battles, you can craft a variety of unique ships, and forge unlikely alliances as you overcome the odds and bring mayhem on the seas. So they're calling it an open world, and it's also a season-based game. So they're going to have like new season, new content, which I'm really over the seasonal games. Like, I'm very tired of it. Yeah. We're going to talk at the end of this episode about a very interesting turn that one of my once favorite seasonals has taken. But one thing I do really like is that players may collect additional ships throughout the game, such as sloops of war, frigates, and brigantines. I just wanted to say those words in quick succession.
Oh my God.
So if you're interested in any of that, it is $60. It's out now. It's on all the new platforms. If you're a person that has been just like waiting, gnawing on your arms, like ready to get at this thing, I think you should do it, because I mean, it looks cool, right? Like, don't you just want to be a pirate and go around and blow up other ships and stuff? It looks bombastic and large and big, grand scale. So
I mean, the whole reason this exists is because Assassin's Creed Black Flag, the fighting of ships was so good. They were like, let's take this one gameplay mechanic, but make a game.
Yeah. So I wanted to succeed because it sounds cool. Like, what a fun concept. And there was another pirate game that's kind of open world that I can't remember the name of right now, but it's like Sea of Thieves. It's just like a big open world pirate time, and you have fun with your friends on ships
pirate
and stuff.
Time.
But yeah, so get your Skull of Bones on. You can pre-order it to play 3 whole days early, which, can I say how much I hate that trend in games right now? Just release it when it's ready for everyone. Like, why bar just 3 days of play? That bothers me.
Yeah,
it feels bad, especially when the first few days are always notoriously buggy because we can't release complete games anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's my 2 cents on Skull and Bones. Also, every single time Skull and Bones comes out, like in a movie or in a game or some kind of thing, is Skull and Bones, I think about the secret society of Skull and Bones and a little conspiracy goblin, and my brain starts to think, like, okay, what's going on with them? And then I have to get into Google and go down a rabbit hole. If you're interested in rabbit holes, Google Skull and Bones and just put on your tinfoil hat and dive in.
I will do that. I've never done that before.
It's a wild time.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about a cute game. Let's talk about cozy gaming for a second. So what do you know about A Little to the Left?
From the title alone, nothing. And then I saw some gameplay, and I have definitely watched people stream this before.
I've never heard of or seen this game before.
This is such a Kelsey game.
I know. I'm like, how did this not ever come to me? So I played a game when I was like 5 on the early ass type of Windows. It was called Stuff in the Briefcase. And if any of you Stuff in the Briefcase heads out there are on the same wavelength as me, it looks like this game. Like, you're just given a briefcase and several items to like organize to put in it. It's kind of like Tetris, but there's no time, and it's just like fit these 6 umbrellas and 10 staplers in this briefcase. But anyway, A Little to the Left. This one came out actually just yesterday, February 15th, and it's on PS4 and 5. It's on Xbox One and Series X. It's been on Steam since November 22nd, so now it's just available elsewhere. So what this game is a cozy little puzzle game. It has you sorting, stacking, and organizing household items into pleasing arrangements while you keep an eye out for a mischievous cat with an inclination for chaos.
The title card makes sense.
Yes, so the little cat outline with the smashed plate and little feet prints. Like, a cat is coming in and messing up your shit while you're trying to control everything.
Well, shit, I didn't know that.
It sounds like so much fun. So it's a puzzler, of course. You're going to have a ton of levels to play with. It's got over 100 satisfying messes to tidy up. This game is only $15.
That's good.
Good. A little treat for yourself. If you want to play it on Steam, you never heard of it before, it's actually on sale there right now. It's $9.74. So go pick it up.
Okay.
This next one, I think you're going to be very interested in. I don't know how to say the name of it. I'm just going to roll with it. Quomp 2.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. There's no U. Comp. Quomp. I don't know. Comp? I'm going to call it Quomp. It feels better.
Yeah.
So this one's going to be on PC, PS4, and 5. It's going to be on Switch, which I'm excited for, and on Xbox Series X. This one feels like a game I want to play in bed, so I'm probably going to get this one on the Switch. I love the fisheye type look of this thing. It just looks very...
I was wondering about that, yeah.
So it's kind of... the concept of it is that you're controlling a Pong ball, like from the game Pong, that is aching to break free of its life stuck between two paddles, which I love that concept. So I think the fisheye style thing is kind of designed to mimic a CRT TV type feel. And what you're doing as the Quomp ball, which I'm going to call it because it's not really a Pong ball, I don't know, it's Quomp, explore a dangerous minimalist world armed with 2 simple button controls. You know, I love a simple game. All you have to do in this one, you can turn your body, your ball, your quomp, you can turn your quomp 45 degrees, or you can dash, and that's all you can do. So you're navigating these 30 levels are spread across 4 worlds. There's a bunch of little boss battles, like this one here appears to be a boss because, I mean, look at that thing, it just looks boss like and this one also a nice cheap one. It's only $20.
I'm intrigued by this one. This one seems fun.
Yeah, it's just a nice little puzzly world. Like, you're getting your way through weird environments, and I just want to be a quomp ball.
Yeah.
Go I like quomp. This one. I'm going to get it on Switch.
Okay.
So this next part is something that I love to talk about and hate to talk about. I love to hate it. It's Blizzard. It's Microsoft. Yeah. It's all of it. So I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the news, but Microsoft announced on January 15th last month that it was laying off 1,900 workers only from the gaming division.
Okay. Which is a lot.
And that's around 8% of the gaming division. Like, that's not an insignificant portion. So, as you can imagine, a big portion of the layoffs were at the brand new acquired Activision Blizzard King sector. So, the percentage has not been made public, but they've interviewed people and confirmed that at least 899 out of that 1,900 worked out of the Activision Blizzard's California office. So it's simply localized to that office, which is nutty to me. That was all from public records. So
yeah,
Phil Spencer has some thoughts on it. He says, as we move forward in 2024, the leadership of Microsoft Gaming and Activision Blizzard is committed to aligning on a strategy and an execution plan with a sustainable cost structure that will support the whole of our growing business. Which, all that to say is just like, we had to do some layoffs. Like, sometimes this happens, you know?
Yeah.
Gaming, money, strategy. It's very buzzwordy. He's also said, together we've set priorities, identified areas of overlap, and ensured that we're all aligned on the best opportunities for growth, which everybody who works in an office has heard that right before they get let go.
So, yeah.
The main problem with that is that Microsoft had previously told the court during the FTC hearings that I talked about so frequently over the last year and a half, that Microsoft and ABK would be independent from each other for the most part. Like, I think largely independent was the key words. So they, I mean, by doing these big layoffs within Blizzard in order to make Microsoft's profits feel better, it's kind of going back on what they had said during their merger. So the wording from the merger said, post-merger, the company will be structured and operated in a way that would readily enable Microsoft to divest any or all of the Activision businesses. So that means they're supposed to stay independent. And it's just, it's kind of rubbing me and the FTC the wrong way that all these employees, you know, got chopped right after the acquisition. It's not good optics. So we'll see where it goes from here. I think the FTC is going to get more involved. They have threatened, I don't know if it's going to happen, but they have threatened to roll back the acquisition and say, like, Microsoft, actually, you can't have ABK. Give it back.
Did Bobby leave yet?
No, I don't think so. I haven't gotten...
Because I'm like, did this dude just let people go to inflate the money so he can have a bigger bonus when he leaves? Like,
I hope not. I can't stand that guy, so I avoid Googling him. But
yeah,
I'll have to do it because I want more information on this. It's just Blizzard is just circling the toilet. I swear to goodness,
Papa Jeff, you left us, and it all went to shit.
Everything went to hell, Jeff. It was all riding on your thin shoulders,
man. Wow. So,
to further this, you want to hear about one of my once favorite seasonal games that is now struggling a little bit?
Sure.
So, you love to hate them. Like we said, Diablo 4. Blizzard has released a mount. His name is Vitreous Scourge. It's a beautiful horse, to be frank.
Very pretty.
I actually love it a lot, and I would love to have it in a game. I would love to sit and pop that thing and be like, yeehaw, I'm on a nice horse. However, the horse can only be bought as part of a bundle for $65 human. Oh, that's rough. Why are you charging people $64.99 USD for a horse?
How much was the game?
The game was like $60 when it came out. So you're paying more than you have already put into the game. If you've only just bought the game and you're like, I don't want to participate in any of the store stuff, but this horse comes up, you're like, oh, that's kind of nice. You could go in here and for the price of an entire video game, for the price of like several of the video games that I've mentioned in this roundup, all put together, you could get yourself a horse. So
wow,
I think that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, Diablo right now costs $41.99. So,
oh my god, okay,
it's kind of silly, but while they had this horse live in their store, they also had a scenario in their store where it was just full of filler images and like T-posed people just being
okay
in the store. Like, we don't have anything to sell right now, so like, here's this filler image and filler text. They had a patch day recently, and one of the people that you and I follow on TikTok, Asmongold, he went through and was like, oh, it's patch day, like, let's look and see who's streaming this game. And the top streamer he could find had 298 viewers, which is insane for a Blizzard property.
This game is done.
A flagship Blizzard property. The one that they're like putting all their money on right now. They're like, let's put it all into Diablo, because Diablo Immortal was so successful for the whales. Like, they want this game to pull Blizzard up out of the muck and the mire and like put them back in the pedestal that they were once upon. There's also this Overwatch 2 patch that happened that I haven't talked to you about, where it was a mess, but like nothing is going good for Blizzard right now.
Oh jeez.
It's all rough. Actually, I just thought about this. I should have had you include a slide where one of my favorite podcasters and video game journalists, his name is Jason Schreier. He just wrote a book researching the history of Blizzard, and it is publishing in October. It's called Play Nice. It's the rise and fall and future of Blizzard gaming, and it is going to be so good. I'm so excited for it. I've been listening to his podcast, Triple Click, where he talks about video game news and stuff. So I just think that he has a lot of really good, interesting stuff to say on Blizzard. He has a lot of contacts from the inside that he's going to be, you know, having interviews and stuff with. So I'm really looking forward to that book. I ordered the hardcover. Like I said, it's going to be out in October. I think it's $30 right now. So go pre-order it. That's a recommendation from me.
Okay.
Very cool. That's all I got in the world of video games.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Video games these days.
Ah, I know. Mm-mm.
That's all we have for you guys. That is the world of the Friday Roundup.
Consider it rounded up.
Hopefully you guys found some movies and game news that you can use. And don't forget, we are bringing this to you with this lovely platform, StreamYard. Logo right up there. Yep, right over there. Kelsey's got old puddles there. He's the mascot. Ran into these people. They're letting us try this program out for a year. Contact them and check it out. It is a really neat program, super useful. You guys won't regret it. It's awesome.
Solid. We love it.
It is. And with that, that's another week in the books. We will catch you guys next Friday.
See ya.
Bye, guys.